Friction between Iraq's Sunni Arab, Shiite and Kurdish leaders has erupted into a public spat over who is to blame for the failure so far to enact any of the laws that Washington hopes will reconcile Iraqis. A government spokesman yesterday accused the biggest Sunni political bloc, the Accordance Front, of blackmail and obstruction, while President Jalal Talabani, a Kurd, suggested the front harboured insurgent sympathisers. The front sparked the war of words on Wednesday when it pulled its ministers out of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's government and gave him a week to meet a series of demands. We spoke to Senior Fellow in Middle East Policy at the US-based Brookings Institute, Suzanne Maloney. She says the friction poses the biggest problem for the United States.
This is a sort of intense political dynamic within, you know, the small circle of the Iraqi government itself. And you see a lot of, ups and downs and changes within that dynamic. And ultimately, as I said, we've not seen either the pullout or the threat of pullout of various players or parties yet to have had a paralyzing impact on the government, if only because the government in and of itself is fairly sluggish and fairly divided, even when it's fully operative and fully functional. I think the problem that it creates is really for the U.S. Washington has invested a great deal of effort and a great deal of credibility in the participation of the Sunnis in this government. This was the major accomplishment of Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad when he was in Baghdad to persuade the Sunnis to participate in the political process. So it is certainly a blow to Washington if we do see a full-fledged Sunni pullout from the Maliki government.